discussing various aspects of the subject in Shteis Peika, because the Gemara points out that if the masker is present, one should simply ask the masker whether the bedika was done, but in a case where the masker is not, so therefore that's the question, do we assume la truche lahai mai? Do we insist that the socher has to go ahead and engage in a bedika? So Rashi points out the question of course is misafek mai, even if we assume that ein cheskas abadut, it doesn't mean that the chametz is absolutely present. It means one cannot affirmatively assume that the chametz was already baduk, the bayis was baduk, and therefore misafek is one obligated to go ahead and engage in bedika. So we start to discuss the following issue. If this is true, as the Gemara will assume that bedika's chametz is only the rabbanon, and here there is a safek, there possibly was a bedika that was done, why is it that we don't assume the principle of Sveka Drabanan Lakula? So one approach is based on what the Magid Mishnah writes, where the Rambam quotes a case of Safek. You have an instance of Tisha Tziburin Shel Matzah and one pile of Chametz, and Achvar comes and he brings something into a Bayis Baduk. So what happens? The Rambam writes, you don't have a Rov because Kol Kavu is Kemetza Mechzadami, and therefore one is obligated to engage in a bedika. So good, there's no row, but certainly there is a suffik, it's kemechza mechza dummy, so why don't you assume this is a suffik bedika, and therefore sveika drabanan lukulin. In fact, as we saw, this was exactly the hasagas arrived, that entire din is only as far as bittul is concerned. Since there is possibly chametz that exists in the home, one has to engage in bittul. However, as far as bedika, sveika drabanan lukulin. So Magid Mishnah points out that Rambam, of course, will acknowledge that point, that even if bittul is done, bedika still is necessary, even though it's mishum safek, because that is the very nature of bedika. The whole tchilas hatakana, bedikas chametz, is that hichmiru b'makom safek. And if that is true, even though normally one would argue sveik adron is lakula, that is not true when it comes to bedika, that requires absolute chippus to make sure b'toras vaday that no chametz is considered to be present. So one could argue that's true in our case as well. That good, we have a suffix as to whether the maskir did a bedika or not, even though bedika is only drabanan, that would not exempt the socher from doing so, despite the fact that there is that suffix. And a second possibility was the Shar HaMelech, Paragid of Hilchos Mikvaos, based on what the Shach writes, and that is, can you apply the principle of sveik gedron lekula when there is a Chezkas Isser, and that's the Chiddush of the Shach, that no, if there's a Safek, therefore we would look at the prior Chazakah, if there is a Chezkas Isser, one cannot rely on Sveik Adrabanan Lakula. And therefore in this case as well, we know that it is absolutely a Makom Sheh Machnisen Bo Chametz. We know that there is a Chazakah that the Bayis was not Baduk, and therefore that is comparable to a Chezkas Isser, and in such a case, Misafek, that is considered to be insufficient. And one could argue this would even be true according to the Ravid as well, because that machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid in Beis Yud, is talking about a case where it's a bayis baduk. So if it's a bayis baduk, where there isn't such a prior chazaka, then the Ravid could argue sveika d'rabbanan lekula. But in this particular case of our Gemara, where one cannot assume that that's true, we don't know that a bedika was done, and certainly it is absolutely a makom shemachnisin b'chametz. In such an instance, then you don't apply the sveika d'rabbanan lekula. And therefore, we pointed out the possible nafkamina. What happens if there is no prior chazaka? What happens if there is a suffix as to whether this was ever a makom shemachnisin b'chametz? The svar of the Magid Mishnah would certainly apply that a person b'toras vaday has to affirm that this is free of chametz. That's the nature of bedika. But if the answer is a Shar HaMelech writes reliance on a prior chazaka, so that's good in our Gemara where certainly it is a makam shmachisim b'chametz is a suffix as to whether bedika took place. However, in a case where we don't know whether it was at all a makam shmachisim b'chametz, so perhaps then we could apply the principle of Sveika Drabanan Lakula. And then we started to discuss Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava writes that, what do you mean we should apply the principle of a Sveika Drabanan Lakula? If you have a case of a Safek Drabanan, but again, it's Efshir Levarer, so therefore one is obligated to go ahead and to resolve the Safek. If a Safek is impossible to resolve, then we will invoke Safek Lakula, but otherwise we will not apply the principle at all. And since here it's Efshir Levarer Al Yedei Bedika, so therefore good, there is a Safek, but nonetheless one is obligated to engage in Bedika. And Ram Chalava goes a step further and argues, and the same thing is true when it comes to a Sveik Sveika. Maybe one could have distinguished Maybe one could have argued that you're right, sveika drono kula tzarech levarer, but maybe one could argue that if it's a sveik sveika, so in such a case, a sveik sveika perhaps is so far remote that al pidin that is monea the latest a safek. But Ramchalav writes in our sugya in both cases, whether it's a safek drabanan, or whether you're dealing with the din deraisa, but there is a sveik sveika, the first tier is tzarech levarer, and therefore since bir is possible in argamar ayde bdika, that in fact should be done. So we start to discuss that both of these elements are critical to that sugya in Beitza and Daf Gimel, where the Gemara discusses a case of a Beitza Shenolda, which is Asura because of Muktza. And the Gemara quotes a Brice that tells us the following Chiddush, that Sveika Asura, even that is a Chiddush, because Muktza we assume is only a Din. Derabana? No, the Gemara says, unless one is willing to assume a Chiddush of Hachana Derabba, which is a Din Daraisa, so therefore good, that could be called a Safik Daraisa. But if you're just dealing with a straight case of muktzah, beitza shenolda, so in such an instance, that's a safek drabanan. Why do we assume sveik is asura? And furthermore, the Braisa continues and tells us the imnis arva kulin asuros. Why is that true? What happened to the concept of bittul? So the Gemara answers both issues. Number one, the bittul factor. And additionally, the fact that sveika asura, you don't apply the principle of safek drabanan the kula. All of that is because of Davar Sheish Lamatirin. In other words, Davar Sheish Lamatirin is not Batel. And furthermore, Davar Sheish Lamatirin, Safek, is considered to be that which is Aser. Why exactly is that true? So we pointed out, as far as the Bittel element is concerned, ooh, that's a critical machlokes, Rashi and the Ram. But as far as Sveik Asur is concerned, there you can't invoke the Ram. That Poshub Shat is what Rashi writes, that Ad Shetochlano Bisser, Tochlano Beheter. Why do you have to rely on Safek Lakula? When you're stuck, you're going to rely on Safek Lakula. But you know, if there's an easy resolution, and that resolution is just simply Dover Sheish Matirin, just wait till tomorrow, and now the whole Muktzah problem will resolve itself. So therefore, Ad Shetochlano Bisser, Tochlenu Beheter. The fact that we assume that that's true, perhaps that indicates that even when you apply the principle of Sveika Drabanan and the Kula, but if there's a way to resolve the Safek, so therefore, that's Poshub Shem, what the Gemara tells us. Resolution. And therefore, in a case of a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, so in such an instance, Safek would consider to be that which is Asen. So therefore, even Sveika Drabanan and the Kula is a form of a Hachra. And if one could resolve, either by waiting, or perhaps here in our sugya, by seeing whether in fact the chametz exists or whether it does not, doing a bedika, so maybe that would in fact be the first tier, that in fact should be done. When we discussed last year before Pesach, the sugya himself in Kuches, the sugya of Heseba, the Gemara quotes a suffix of Rav Nachman, which the kosas require Heseba? The first two kosas, last two kosas, the Gemara says, you know what? Hol vitmar hachi, since one could argue either way, maybe the first two, maybe the last two, so the Gemara has a surprising maskana, idividi by Heseba. So therefore, you have to do Heseba for all four kosos. So we pointed out that Ran and that Sugi Psachim Kuches. Why? Heseba, right? And Dalet kosos, the whole thing is only a din derabanan. Dalet kosos is derabanan. Obviously, the Heseba of Dalet Kosos is only Drabanan. You have a suffix regarding Heseba and Dalet Kosos. Why in the world do you assume Lechumra? Why do you assume Idividi by Heseba? So the Ran had two terutzim. The first teretz is, yeah, but good, we'll assume suffix Lekula. But you know, how hard is it to do Heseba? How hard it? Push comes to shove, you're right. If you were to drink the Kos B'li Heseba, we're not going to insist that you have to repeat the Shtia. We're going to argue Safek Drabanan is Lakula. But you know what? Going in, well, we're going to tell you don't do it. Why don't do it? It's pretty easy to do Heseba. So drink Kosa Kiddush with Heseba. In other words, push comes to shove, we're going to invoke Sveika Drabanan Lakula, but not the Chatchila. And therefore, if you're faced with a case of Safek, do Heseba for all the Alkosos. And the second terrace to run was the fancy terrace. Now that B'chi Haigavni, you can't apply the principle of Safek Drabanan Lakula, because what does Safek mean? Safek means that you don't have to do Heseba for the first two kosos, because maybe it's the last, and not do it to last, maybe it's the first, so don't do Heseba at all. The Ran writes, that's certainly wrong. You definitely have to do Heseba for some of the kosos, so that Teres Ran writes, Mi'ikar Hadin Heseba is required. We can't apply Safek Drabanan Lakula. But the first Teres Ran is good, we're willing to apply Safek Drabanan Lakula, but you know what? That why rely on the kula? Why rely on the kula? So, B'dievet, push comes to shove, we'll do so, but not lechatchila. In other words, lechatchila one should avoid. Sveika drabanan lekula. At that time, we discussed that in light of the Tosus Amenachos, Nav Samachvav, where Tosus discusses when is the ideal time to count Sfira. Tosus assumes that, you know, Sfira Bizman is only drabanan. And Ben Ashmashos already is Safek Laila. So Tosus says, because Safek drabanan lekula, count Bidavka during Ben Ashmashos. Why wait? Why should you wait? I can wait an hour and I'll count during Tzeis. Pashur Shat and Tosus, no, don't count then. It's preferable to count during Ben Ashmashos, because Tosus assumes the Chiddush, that Tmimos requires that you count B'tchilas HaLayla, not just B'Layla, but B'tchilas HaLayla, so that'd be Chumra Zekula. The more you're going to be Machmer, that maybe it's not yet Tzeis, the more you're being Mekil by not counting that part of the day. So therefore, Tosus writes, I suggest you count as early as possible, and therefore, suffix lad is considered to be that which is sufficient. So again, at least Tosus argues that when there's a competing factor, like Tmimos, we're going to invoke a suffix drabban lakula. We're going to tell you that's when you should count, even though a person can wait an hour later and count until after Tzeis. Right, and the Mechaber writes in Tafei Tes, no, you should wait till Tzeis to count. Either because Sfira is Daraisa, like the Rambam Shita, Sveika Daraisa, or even if you assume Sfira is only Darabanan, you're right. B'dievid, if a person will count during Ben Ashmashos, then we can invoke Safek Lekula, but going in, we're going to tell you avoid the problem of that which is a Safek Lekula. So it's an important issue as to what extent Sveika Daran Lekula is Midine Hachra, when push comes to shove, or maybe it means B'makam Safek Lekuzer B'Rabanan. If that's the case, if there was no halacha drabanan b'chi haygavna, or, for example, if a chum declared that one could count sfira during Ben Ashmashos because suffik is sufficient, inochinami, that is something a person can embrace l'chadchila, not just simply that b'dievet, it doesn't require right, that which is repetition. So that's important when it comes to the case of sveika asura, dover sheish lamatirin. And then the further line of the braisa, the imnis arva kulin asuros. What exactly does that mean? Imnis arva kulin asuros. So one possibility of imnis arva kulin asuros means the following, that the sveika shenis arva. If that's true, perhaps that indicates the following, that even though it's only a suffix, and now it's a suffix which is bitaruvos, maybe one could argue that is a sveik sveika. And therefore the chiddush, even a sveik sveika, has to be avoided. And therefore, if it's a davar she'ein lo matir, and a sveik sveika is mutter. But it's a davar she'yesh lo matir, just wait until tomorrow. So therefore, that's true, even b'makom sveik sveika as well. And that is the shita of the Mordechai of Arizar and Paragimel, right, that maintains that a davar she'yesh lo matirin, right, is usur even if it's a sveik sveika. Because a sveik sveika requires resolution. It's not that a sveik sveika means that there's no leidas hasafek. One could have argued that that's true. Then in a case of a sveik sveika, that's not even called leidas hasafek. Like the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, Rav Meir, Vizchayish Lamiyuta, the Gemara says there's certain cases of a miyut, which is mamish, a miyut, sheino matsui. Even Rav Meir is not chayish for such a miyut, right? There comes a point where you argue too remote. Maybe one could argue, sveik sveika is so remote that in such a case, of course it's mutter. It's not midin hachra. But the Mordechai writes that no, even for a sveik sveika, we assume that ad shetochlenu b'isser, tochlenu b'heter. And this he pointed out is against the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam makes a point in saying that that's not how to read the braisa. When the braisa says in the concluding line, v'im nis'ar v'kulin asuros, avadai koi, not a safek koi. In other words, if it would be a case of a beitza shenolda vadai, then yes, but if it's a safek, and then nis arva, then there's no chumra whatsoever. That's the chiddush of the view of Rabbeinu Tam. And that the Magen Rishon points out is the Rambam sheet as well, because the Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yontif, when the Rambam quotes that braisa, he quotes the case of a beitza shenolda shenis arva, not a case of a sveika shenis arva, indicating that a sveika shenis arva is mutter, even though one could wait and resolve the whole issue. In other words, one does not have to resolve the case of a sveik sveika at all. So perhaps that machlokas rishon is simply how to read that brisa, whether a sveik sveika is mutter osur in a case of a davar sheish lamatiri. Maybe that's exactly our issue. That according to the Mordechai, it's midine hachra, according to the view of Rabbi Tam. Right, what do you mean? If it's a case of a sveika shenis arva that is muteres, you'll tell me, just avoid? The answer is you don't have to avoid in such a case. If you don't have to avoid, you can embrace lechatchila. So maybe not chinami. So the same thing would be true then in terms of efshe levara. What do you mean efshe levara? No? Maybe enot zarech birur. Right? This is something which is only a sveik in that instance, and therefore one does not have to be concerned. We had mentioned that there is levush in Siman Yud Zayin that discusses the principle of Suffolk brachos lahakel. Whether that would also apply in a case of a sveik sveika. Does a person have a right to make a bracha? Is a sveik sveika sufficient coverage? Good. If this happened, then I can make a bracha. And even if this happened, then for there's another reason I can make a bracha. When you start piling on sveikos, all pointing to the direction of chiyuv, is that sufficient to go ahead and to recite, right, a bracha, or is it not? One perhaps could argue that one of the possibilities in smachlokas is the following, right? Is that considered to be a leidas ha-safek? If it is, then maybe one would argue safek brachos lahakel. Or maybe argue, no, that that's monir leidas ha-safek, and therefore the chiyuv is considered to be that which is betoras vada. You can take a look in Hilchos Tefillin, in Simen Chafei, right, there's a bir halacha, dirmaskel, im shama, that also discusses this issue, the dahach of sveik sveika when it comes to cases of brachas. There, the Bir Halacha quotes an Artzo Sachayim, the Pirush of the Malbim, right, regarding this issue. A person is in the middle of putting on tefillin, and between the tefillah and tefillah shorosh, all of a sudden, it's kaddish or kedusha. Not hopefully kaddish, but I guess sometimes kedusha. And he's putting on his tefillin, so what do you do? So shomei kona. That's in the Chavar, it's in Siman Chafei. Shomei kona. What happens if the guy answers? What happens if he answers? So that's the Bir Halacha that discusses now exactly what do I do. Is that a hefsek or is it not considered? I didn't just say hello to someone, I answered to Kaddish or Kedusha. So the Bir Halacha quotes a machlokas Rishonim between the Mordechai, the Rush, whether that's considered to be a hefsek or it's not a hefsek. And then you have a further machlokas. If you're mafsik in between the Shoyad and Shorosh, right, what do? Do you have to repeat the bracha of Lahaniach? Or do you not repeat the bracha of Haniach? That's the machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and brachas daf samach. So it's machlokas whether it's a hefsik, it's machlokas what to do if you are mafsik. So what do you do? Right? This is what the Bir Halacha discusses. What's the halacha of a sveik sveika when it comes to dini brachos? No, so in such a case, right, that perhaps touches on our issue, and that is whether there's any need of birur when it comes to cases that you have of a sveik sveika. Just one other possibility in that machlokas, and that is the following. This is what the Rashba mentions. Maybe one could argue that if there really is a sveik sveika, you're right, a sveik sveika is monea the latest asafik. Maybe a sveik sveika doesn't count at all. But the Rashba points out the following possibility, and that is maybe that case of a sveika shenolda shenis arva. Maybe that's not called a sveik sveika at all. Maybe that's not called a sveik sveika. Why? That's the famous line of the Rashba, because if you have safek echad begufo, safek echad betaruvos, that is not called a sveik sveika. See, if I have pile A, and something from pile A goes into pile B, and then something from pile B goes into pile C, so in such a case, I understand that is like a sveik sveika. That's a double taruvos, no? Isser that was mixed in pile A, and something from pile A into pile B, something from B into C. Maybe that's a case of a sveik sveika. Not highly, highly unlikely that the one chatichas iser that was in pile A ended up in pile C. Right? That's a double taruvos. Here you have two different sveikos entirely. No? It's sefek echad begufos, sefek echad betaruvos. So that's what the Rashba suggests, that maybe that's relevant to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. You know why one could argue, right, again, in this case, that it's usher, not because sveik sveika, right, is always that way, but rather maybe this is not called a sveik sveika. These are two independent sveikas. What is its status and where is its location? And therefore, maybe al-pidin, you have no right to go ahead and to combine these particular sveikas. That's an interesting initial issue. When we spoke once about gzeros rabbanon, we pointed out the gzera, and then we pointed out a trade rabbanon. Now, sometimes ein gozrin gzera, the gzera that certainly is true, and sometimes you just happen to have two independent din derbanan that clash or coincide. Now, so in such a case, again, maybe this is not called a sfeik sfeika. But again, this is all relevant to our Chiddush from Ram Chalava. Ram Chalava writes as a davar pashut, sfeika drabanan lakula and sfeik sfeika daraisa lakula, right? All these things require biru. And therefore, what do you mean in our Gemara that this is a suffix? Of course it's a suffix, but you know what? A suffix has to be resolved. If it's right at the point where one cannot resolve, then you have a right to invoke a suffix which is lakula. We alluded to the Rush. The Rush is found here in our Perek in Siman Beis, where the Rush writes the following. When you get to the Maskanas HaGemara, you see that the Gemara doesn't have a clear cut Maskana. Now, and therefore, this is an Abaye de Loishita. Then in the case of Hamaskar Bayis B'Yudalid, do you assume Cheskas HaBadok or do you assume that Ein Cheskas HaBadok, right? Unclear? So what do you do in that particular case? So the Rush writes, Lo Ivshita HaBaya. And therefore, he writes the Chiddush, the Yira Sheyachol Levatel. If that's true, you have an Abayda Livshita with your Chayvin Bedika at all. So here the Rush writes, so just do Bittel. And now it's a Sveika Drabanan and Azlin and Lukula. The Rush writes, that's how we will in fact assume. We won't assume that since there is a possibility that you are Chayiv, now you must do so because, right, why rely on? The Rush writes, Enochinami, that Bechi Haigavna. Aslin on the kula. So this we'll have to see. We'll keep this open for the time being. This we'll have to see. When do we assume this is true? That Aslin on the kula. Aslin on the kula. See, one point is critical, and that's the following. Let's say that Rambam and Ravid. Now that case of Tisha Tziburi, the Ba'ach Bar Benota. Right? If I were to ask you, what is the nature of that particular suffix? The Rambam says, you're chayiv to go ahead and do a bedika. Right, after all, because what exactly is the suffix? One would categorize that not as a sfeika d'dina. One would categorize that very simply as a suffix when it comes to simply metzias. No? I saw an achbar carry something into the house. I don't know what that something is, right? Is it a piece of chametz or is it a piece of matzah? So, what is the halacha when you have a suffix in that instance of metzias? Maybe that's when the Rambam would argue that requires bedika. Here, it's a suffix in terms of dine chazaka. In a certain sense, it's true. It kind of all boils down to whether chametz is present or chametz is not present. Right? But the question is, again, rely yourself to din on a chazaka. Maybe that's called a sveika d'dina. Maybe that's not called a suffix in metzias. The case of the achbar is not a sveika d'dina. No, the question simply is, if I were to go ahead and to ascertain, right, what exactly the achbar was carrying, that's it. So is it so clear that these two are identical? Maybe one could in fact argue that when it comes to simply a suffix in mitzius, then yeah, tzarech levarer. If you can be mevarer the mitzius, and it's a suffix in mitzius, maybe that's sufficient. But if this is a sveika d'dina, whether there's a chezkas baduk, or whether there's not, maybe one could argue in such cases, einot tzarech levarer. Maybe one could argue that that's all you have to do, and maybe one could limit that chiddush of the Rush to sveika d'rabanan lakula regarding a sveika d'dina, not necessarily the other cases of suffix. Why? Because when you look in the Rambam, it seems that way as well. After all, that whole Rambam we've been discussing, Machlokas Rambam and Ravid Beis Yud, where the Rambam has a case of the Tisha Tziburim, there the Rambam writes that Tzarech Livdok. And when the Rambam quotes our Gemara just a little bit later in Beis Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes Hamaskir Bayestam B'yadalet. The Rambam writes that Einot Sarach Bedika. Einot Sarach Bedika, the Rambam writes. But again, there's no absolute Maskana Sagamara. Boshev Shah, the Rush is correct. This is an Abayi Delishit in the Gemara. And yet the Rambam writes Einot Sarach Bedika. The Rambam seems to be assuming you write me Suffolk. One is not obligated to do Bedika. So what's the difference between this Suffolk of Chezkas Baduk or the Suffolk of Tisha Tziburin? Perhaps the Rambam would argue that's exactly the difference. Now, when it comes to a Suffolk in Mitzius, Sarach Levarer HaMitzius, when you're dealing with a case which is a Sveika D'dina, so maybe then in a Chinam, maybe then one could argue that Einot Sarach Levarer. That is Shimram Chalava raised. When do you assume a Suffolk Devan and Sarach Levarer in Sarach Levarer? Maybe the possibility that it depends on the type of Suffolk that it is. This we'll see later where the Gemara is going to come on to right, the number of different types of suffik when it comes to cases of bedika. But again, that possibility to resolve that issue in the Rambam, the difference between a sfeika d'din as opposed to a suffik in mitzius itself. And then we pointed out the following comment of Rashi, where Rashi writes one word. Now, the Gemara says you're talking about a case of hamaskir bayis ba'arba'asar. So Rashi writes the single word, shachris. Shachris. When did this sefirus take place? Right, the morning of Yadam. Why? What exactly does Rashi mean? The morning as opposed to when? What exactly is this chiddush of Rashi? So if you look in Pnei Yeshua highlight this Rashi. Rashi says shachris. What exactly is the meaning of shachris? So Pnei Yeshua has opposing deos. Pnei Yeshua has the first possibility that to exclude a case where a person is maskir bayis, not b'shachris, but in the afternoon. Let's assume, for example, he rents the house on Yadal in the afternoon, meaning after the Zman HaEser. After the Zman HaEser. So all of a sudden, Erev Pesach afternoon, maskir bayis. You know what the difficulty is now? At that point in time, there's no longer any bittul. No, as we discussed in the Gemara, bittul is only possible b'zman heter, for whatever reason, according to Tosfos, obviously, no? That you can only be mafkir the chametz, kodem zman yisr, not when the chametz is eno b'shuso. Lachar zman yisr, one cannot do that. So therefore, that's one possibility Pnei Yeshua writes, in such a case, bittul is no longer possible. In which case, if you have chametz in your reshus that you acquired lachar zman yisr, that would be a suffik daraisa. Then you can't assume as the Gemara does, here we're dealing with the suffik darabana because midaraisa bitul ba'masagi. Here we're talking about a schirus that occurred, right, on Erev Pesach, la'achar zman yisr, where bitul is no longer possible. Maybe this is a suffik daraisa, and in such a case, the socher is absolutely chayiv to do bedika. One cannot rely on a chazak. What chazaka? The Gemara questions whether there is a chezkas baduk or whether there is not. That's one possibility in Pnei Yeshua. Then Pnei Yeshua writes, maybe the exact opposite is true. You're right, we have a question whether there's a chezkas baduk, whether there isn't a chezkas baduk. What exactly is that question? Maybe that's the Chiddush of Rashi. That issue applies shachris. Because if you have, right, a bias where it is still b'shas heter chametz, yes, and now it's a little unclear. Maybe as of yet, the bedika was not done. But la'achar zman ha'iser, you still have a suffix. You're dealing with a maskir who's clueless. You're dealing with a non-religious and irreligious maskir. You're right. But let's assume it has tam. So brisha yaskinan. So if it's la'achar zman yisr, so what was the maskir thinking? Well, of course he's chayiv. Right? And the zman yisr already began. So maybe the chiddush of Rashi is in the opposite direction, the kula. That here I can absolutely assume there's a cheskas baduk, and therefore there's no chiyuv incumbent upon the socher at all. Right, two unbelievable possibilities, the Pnei Yeshua. Either that I'm obviously chayiv, because now it's a suffek and a din daraisa, or I'm obviously potter, because of course there's a cheskas baduk. The only ambiguity in terms of cheskas baduk is because you are during the zman heter. But if already you cross that threshold and it's zman yisr, right, that would not be the case. A further tziur, and that's if you look at the Rosh Yosef in our sugya, where the Rosh Yosef, the Prima Gadim, writes the following chiddush. When Rashi says shachris, perhaps Rashi is coming to exclude Laila, not Saharayim. Laila. What happens if a person is maskir bayis below Yudalit? Below Yudalit. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Asher. If it's below Yudalit, then there is absolutely no Chezkas Baduk. Maybe that's what Rashi means. The whole diyun of the Gemara is b'shachris. If it's b'shachris, yeah, then I could argue there's a cheskas baduk, because the mitzvah bedika is orl arbasar. Good, the beer will be b'shachris, but the bedika is b'lel yudalid. So now I can raise the issue, maybe there's already a cheskas baduk. But if it would still be lel yudalid, then there's no cheskas baduk. And the chiddush of Rashi then is the following, and even though we just got through saying, right in this daf, that l'chatchila, the ideal frame of the mitzvah is b'tchilas halayla, or l'arba'asar, above and beyond just simple zrizim akti in the mitzvahs. All right, the chiddush of the Rama, that here one would be mafsik, even though normally speaking, maschil behetar would not be mafsik, but here yes, because as the Gon writes, what do you mean? It's almost as though leka shahus, because the mitzvah should be performed b'tchilas halayla. Maybe that's the chiddush of Rashi. Yes, that is absolutely true. Right? And therefore, nachinami, lo liftach be'idnei be'ur to the place, nagavisar, I wouldn't want you to be koveya, your seder halimut right now, but nonetheless, all of those factors are insufficient to create a cheskas baduk. Even though it is true that I would tell you the ideal time of doing bedika is balayla, but that does not create a cheskas baduk. So that's why Rashi writes that the whole diyun of the Gemara is dafka b'shachris. But balayla, there is an absolute chiyuvin coming upon the socher. One cannot assume that there's a cheskas baduk, because lechatchila one should be bodek b'tchila salayla. That's the chiddush of Rashi. Three possibilities. Whether Rashi is coming to exclude afternoon, with two opposite possibilities, what then? Or maybe Rashi is coming to exclude the case of the night. An interesting chiddush, if you look in Taf Lamed Zayin, right, this simon, Taf Lamed Zayin, if you look in the Levush, you look in Eliyahu Rabbah, they assume, now that there's a cheskas baduk even balayla as well, against, right, this diuk of Rosh Yosef. That the bay of our Gemara is even below Yodalim. Since the Gemara just got through saying that the proper zman of Bedika is Betchila Salayla, maybe the passage of Tchila Salayla is sufficient already to argue that there is a Cheskas Baduk. And if you look here in Shilti HaGiborim, the Shilti HaGiborim Aleph Mudbeis Dap Yarif, right in Osbeis, Shilti HaGiborim is explicit, quotes the Lashon Riaz, Hamaskir bayis the chavero bilel yudalid. Not as we have in the Gemara. We just have yudalid. The Shilti HaGiborim writes bilel yudalid. So there, harezech es kasu baduk, and inotzarech lib dogo. A chiddush that the din lechatchila, bedika betchila salayla is sufficient in order to go in to create. Right, the cheskas baduk, and maybe or maybe not, that's against Rashi, because again, a little unclear. Right, what Rashi means in shachris, is he coming to exclude the later zman, or is Rashi coming to exclude the earlier zman? In attempting to determine whether there is a cheskas baduk or not, the Gemara quotes a braisa that tells us that hakol ne'emanim al bir chametz, nashim avadim in ktanim. The Gemara says, look, how is it possible that they would have nemanos? Doesn't that indicate the cheskas baduk? And that was Tosus's diuk. Well, if it's a cheskas baduk, why do you need their nemanos? The answer is yes. Tzarech levarer. The Gemara answers that no, that's no raya whatsoever. But what's hacha mayaskinan? As the Gemara says in Daf Dalnu Beis, we're talking about the following. The muchsak landalobadak. We're talking about a case where there's no safek. Right, we know that the maskir did not do a bedika. Well, if that's true, what do you mean hakol ne'emanim b'yirchones? What does that mean? The Gemara says the following: that v'ka'amre hani badkine. These individuals come forward, the isha, the eved, the katan, and they say, "We did so. We did so." So what about that particular case? We know that the maskir did not. Well, if someone else would come and say, but I did, that's fine. But do we assume that that mamanos would extend to an isha, to an eved? So here a chiddush. That's what the brisa says. Hakol nemanim. Absolutely yes. How can that be? Since when do they have that level of nemanos? And that's exactly what the Gemara says at Log. The bedikas chametz here is only din derabanan midaraisa bito b'mesagi. So therefore, himnu rabanan bidrabanan. Since here the issue at stake is only derabanan because midaraisa bito. So therefore, they would be ne'emanim in order to go ahead and say that we are the ones who did a bedikas chametz. So Tosus is immediately bothered. Datal nebeit maskal himnu. Is that really true when it comes to nashim? Is that really true? The ne'emanos of an isha is only b'milei derabanan. Tosa says, what do you mean? Isn't an isha ne'emanos when it comes to shchita, or nikur, or chumas and maestros? Isn't that clear? Well, those are only dinim derabanan. Of course she is ne'emanes midaraisa. So why in the world would we assume himnu drabanan bidrabanan? Why would you assume that's true? In those cases, obviously there's amanus. And if I'll ask you, what do you mean obviously, but how do you know that's true? Tosa says, because after all, kol dover shehu biyada. Because anything that you control, there's ne'emanus. So Tosa's answers, you're right. The kol shebiyada neman. Bedikas chametz is an exception. Why is that true? Because bedikas chametz is an arduous task. Tosa says that there's a tirchi yetzer, it requires dikta gadol. And therefore, you're right, this is a yotzei min haklal. Of course, generally speaking, that which you control, you certainly are neman. However, bedikas chametz is an exception. And as we'll see, Tosus quotes a Yerushalmi, a somewhat ambiguous Yerushalmi, as we'll see, that indicates that this is true, that maybe Bedikas Chametz is exceptional, and here, precisely, we assume, Hemnu Drabanan Bidrabanan. So the first starting point of Tosus. Tosus says this obviously is not Alach B'cholot HaRakula, because Kol Shebiyad HaNeman. And therefore, that should be true of Bedikas Chametz, just like when it comes to Trumas and Maisus and Shchita Nikur, and the like. So it wasn't so long ago when we learned Gittin, we discussed exactly this issue. What is that nemanus? What is that nemanus? But Tosa says that it's obvious that if you control something, you in fact are neman. So this is a pretty fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosus and Gittin da Beis Med Beis. That's where the Gemara tells us the following principle, Eid Echad Neman Bisur. And even though the Gemara tells us Eid Echad Neman Bisur, somewhat surprising, the Gemara doesn't quote a makar. You would expect the Gemara should say Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, and this is it, right? The Gemara doesn't. How do you know that that's true? How do you know Eid Echad Neman Bisurin? So that's where Rashi writes the following. That what do you mean? You know how you know it? Day to day life. The Torah says Shchita, and the Torah discusses Gid Hanasha, Nikur HaGid, that you can't eat the Gid Hanasha, you have to remove the Gid Hanasha, and the Torah speaks about Chumas and Maeseros. Does the Torah say that you need Eidim? Well, we know that Dina Mamonos requires Eidim, Dina Foshos requires Eidim, Dover Sheberver requires Eidim. Well, what about everything else? You go eat in someone's home. You have to summon Eidim that the food is considered to be kosher? So the answer is obviously not. By omission, obviously not. So don't you see? Hemina haTorah kol echad v'echad miYisrael. The Torah says there's a level of trust regarding shchita, regarding nikur, regarding hafrasha, and that is the basis of an echad miYisrael. Good. The Gemara doesn't quote a specific pasuk because there's no specific pasuk, but rather the observation. Right? This is not something the Torah says that requires Eidim. So what right do I have to? Right? The answer is that because you are Neman, so I have a right to eat in your home. And I can presume that this in fact is true. So Tosus is very bad. Tosus writes, that's the source of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. What do you mean? In those cases that Rashi cites, Hafroshos Trumos and Maisros, Shchita, Tosu says, in all of those cases, Biyodo Lesakno. In all those cases, it's Biyodo. It's Biyodo. That's not Eirach Adam Bisurin. Oh, well, what's the case of Eirach Adam Bisurin? The context of the Gemara is you have a single shliach is coming, he's holding on to a get. The shliach is neman to say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. That's the context in Gittin Dav Beis. So the Gemara says, on what basis? How can you compare that to a case of Trumos and Maaseros? I'm neman to say that there was a hafrasha because, you know, I can do a hafrasha. It's biyadi. The shliach, what, it's biyad hashliach to state what, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta? Certainly not. He can say whatever he wants, but it's not biyado to create, to fashion, to get kosher. Yet there's nemanos. Yet there's nemanos. So how can you say the source is hafrashas shumas and maestro, shchita? That's considered to be that which is biyado. In our case, edus on a get, that the get is a get kosher, that's not biyad ha'ed. So Tosa says he can't cite those examples at all, at all. So Tosa is going to have to come up with a different makor for Eirach Adam Bisurin. So what exactly is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosa? So if you look in Beis HaLevi, found in Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin, Oz Gimel, Beis HaLevi writes, this is a pretty fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosa. Beis HaLevi runs as follows. What does Biyado accomplish? What does Biyado accomplish? According to Rashi, Beis HaLevi suggests as follows. That, you know, the starting point is, what right do I have to? What right do I have to eat this tefillah? What right do I have to eat this basar? There's a cheskas iser. There's a cheskas iser. Yischazek yisura. What do you mean? When these peros were harvested, there was an iser tevel. It's becheskas iser. When the animal was walking around, behema bechaya becheskas iser omedes. Then it was becheskas iser. There's Nisr of Evri Menachai. Tosos writes in Shavuos Chavdal, there's Nisr of Eino Zavuach. Shchita is Matir. Without Shchita, there's an Isser of Vizavachta. That's Tosos is Chiddush. Vizavachta is not a mitzvah essay in the classic sense, but an Isser essay. You're not allowed to consume the animal b'li Shchita. If one eats Besar Nevela, Tosos assumes you violate the law of Nevela and the essay of Vizavachta. In other words, that why is Nemonos necessary? Because there's a Cheskas Iser. And that's the question of the Gemara. How is it that you are Nemon? Good. There's Nemonos, Eirach Adam Bisurin, but there's a Cheskas Iser. The answer to that is Biyada. Biyada. What does Biyada accomplish? So the Beis HaLevi writes, according to Rashi, Biyada is not a new parsha of Nemonos. Biyada was a detail. A detail. If something is biyado, it is no longer ischazik isura. Why do you say that this tfu is ischazik? Because there's tevel. Oh, what do you mean? All I have to do is be mafrish. There's no isur tevel. In other words, the isur tevel is insufficient to label something as ischazik isura because it's biyadi. A woman is an Eishas Ish. So for a person to get up and say she's not an Eishas Ish, well, that's not biyadcha. You cannot control, you cannot determine whether she is an Eishas Ish or whether she's not. Yes, so you're not Neman. Here, yeah, of course I'm Neman to tell you this is chulin misukanim because it's biyadi. Lasoso chulin misukanim. So that's the Chiddush Beis HaLevi writes according to Rashi Shita. that biyado is not a new parsha of nemanus. Biyado is just a detail within ischazik yisur. In other words, step one in edachad is neman. How do you know that that's true? Day-to-day life. Day-to-day life, as Rashi says. Right? Hemina ha-Torah. That's step one. Step two, wait, do you really apply that principle when it's yischazik yisurah? The answer is, this is not yischazik yisurah, because it's biyadi. That's not called yischazik yisurah. And therefore, we revert back to step one. Step one is nemanus. So I'll ask you, can you prove Eid Echad Neman Bisurin from a case which is Biyado? Absolutely yes. Biyado is not a new parsha of Nemanos. Biyado just resolves the kasha, right, of Yischazik Yisurah. And we're back to step one. Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. So day-to-day life, a kasha Yischazik Yisurah, a teretz, this is not Yischazik Yisurah, because it's Biyadi. And therefore you're back to step one. Good. What about according to Tosus? No, very different. There's a concept of Eid Echad Misur, I understand. But step two, Eid Echad Misur does not apply if it's Yischazik Yisur. That's Tosus' assumption. If something is Yischazik Yisur, how can you argue Eid Echad Misur? In Eishas Yish is Yischazik Yisurah, we don't say Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. So if that's true, so how are you Neman when it comes to Shrita? How are you Neman when it comes to Chumas and Maestros? It's Yischazik Yisurah. The answer is step three. A new Parsha of Nemanus. A new Parsha of Nemanus. Biyado is not just a detail that Ahadrin Yisurah come, and now we're back to our starting point of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. Biyado is a complete new Nemanos. Well, if Biyado is an entirely new parsh of Nemanos, so you cannot use that as a source for Eid Echad Neman Bisurin. For example, a woman is nemenes to say that she is tahor. She is not a nida, she is not a zava, she is nemenes. How do you know that that's true? So Tosus is going to say that, look, you can't invoke shchita, you can't invoke hafreshes tumas and maaseros. Those cases are biyada. Biyada is in a completely new parsha of nemanos. So how do you know to apply that to a case where she doesn't control that? She cannot just dictate that she's Tahora or Tamea. According to Rashi, one could argue, no, absolutely not. Biyado is just a detail within Yischazik Yisurah, but Hemina HaTorah, Maisim B'Choyom, Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, and maybe that's how we know that Anisha's Neman is to say Torah. So that's how the Beis Levi begins. It's a pretty fundamental machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos, whether Biyada is a new parsha of Nemanos or whether it is not. The Beis Levi continues and writes, but Lechora Tosfos is absolutely right. How can you say that Biyada is just a subcategory of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, Rashi Shita, as opposed to arguing this is a new parsha of Nemanos? Why? Because we know that the Nemanos of Biyado applies beyond Isurin. We know that there's Nemanos of Biyado when it comes to Davar Shebe'erva, and we know that there's Nemanos of Biyado when it comes to Dine Mamanos. If Biyado applies even regarding a Davar Shebe'erva, how can you argue that that's a subcategory of, when you make your outline, you can't put Biyado under the heading of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, because Biyado applies universally. This is a new parsha of Nemanos entirely. Right? That's clear from four sugyas, that's clear. Right? One is the Gemara Baba Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. All of a sudden, a guy says, Zebini. Zebini. It looks like they have no children at all. All of a sudden, this guy in his deathbed says, I want you to know I have a son. So that Gemara Bava Asra, Kuf Lamed Aleph, says that the wife is exempt from Yibum. Well, that's a Yibum is a Dabar Sheba Erva. No, whether she's a Kukuli Avam, whether she's Muteris Lashuk, we treat Yibum as the Rosh Sheba Erva. Well, all of a sudden he's Neman to say that she does not have to undergo Yibum Achlitza because there's a long lost child. The Gemara says yes. Biyado. Biyado what? Biyado, not Biyado have a child. Biyado Lagarsha. Biyado Lagarsha. He can just give her a get right now. And if he gives her a get, of course there's no Yibum Chalitza. So since Biyado Lagarsha, he's Neman, that she's not Sekukli Avam. That's Nemanos of Biyado. That's not Isurim. That's Mamish Adavar Shabarava. Or that very same Gemara, Kuflam Adam Babasra, says the following, A Baal Sha'amar Girashti Es Ishti. A husband comes forward and says, I divorce my wife. He's Neman. Why is he Neman? Biyado Lagarsha. Biyado. What, I'm lying? I can give a get Bakarcha right now. So if I say, I gave a get last week, he's Neman. The Gemara has in Kedushin Daf Samaf Dal, we discussed this at length as well, that an Av is Neman regarding his daughter, who's a Ktana, to say, Kidashti Asbiti, I married her off, because Biyad Lakadsha. If this daughter is grown, he certainly is not Neman. But if the daughter is young, he is Neman. What in the world is the difference? The answer is obvious, no? Asbiti Nasati Disazeh. If it's Biyad Lakadsha, he's Neman. It's not Biyad Lakadsha if she already is an older girl. So he is Neman as to whether she's an Eishes Ish or whether she is not an Eishes Ish because of Nemanos of Biyado. And the Gemara writes in Sanher Daf Lamed, that's the other example, that the same thing is true when it comes to Dinim Amanos. All of a sudden somebody comes forward and says the following, right? Ra'isya Savichem Shehit Min Maos. You know what? I saw your father, right, a while ago. He took money and he hid it, right? He dug it under the park bench. But I want you to know, Shomai Sosheniheim, Shoploniheim. So what's the story? So the Gemara in Sanher Daf Lamed writes the following. You know what? It all depends on location. If a guy just gets up and says the following, you know the thousands of dollars that your father had in his wallet? That's Maiser Sheni. You're not Neman. You have no access to his wallet. But if I will say to Yerushim, you know the thousands of dollars that your father dug under the park bench? That's Maiser Sheni. That the Gemara says, you're Neman. What's the difference between wallet and park bench? The Gemara says, Biyado. For a stranger to say the money in your father's wallet, it's not biyado ditlon. I can't access that money. It's not biyadi. The park bench, I could access that money. And if I could access that money, that's called biyado. It's a chiddush that there's nemanos of biyado when it comes to dinim amanos. So the Beis Halevi writes, isn't that obviously like Tosus? That biyado is Nemanos Adavar Sheba'erva and Dini Mamanos. How can you argue that Biyado was just a detail within Eirachad Neman Bisur? This is a new parsha of Nemanos entirely. And therefore, how is that possible? So how do you understand Rashi Shita? Rashi clearly understands that Biyado is an indicator of Eirachad Neman Bisur. And you see, it's not true at all. This is a complete new parsha of Nemanos entirely. How can that be? So the Beis Halevi gives the answer, very maduik, very mistaber. There are two types of biyada. When I say biyada, what exactly do I mean? Do I mean that it was biyadi, or do I mean it is biyadi? That's the Beis Halevi's key. Do I say it was or it is? Do we say biyado meikara or biyado hashta? That's the question. And that is Rashi Shita. When do we assume that Biyado is universal Nemanos that would apply even in Davar Sheba'erva or in Dinim Amanos? That's only when I can say it is. It's currently biyadi. It's currently biyadi. A Baal is neman to say geirashti yas ishti because a Baal can now give his wife a get. A father is neman to say kidashti yas ishti because right now he can marry her off to someone else. That Rashi would agree with Tosfos. That type of biyado certainly is true. But you don't need that in Isurim. You have an animal that's dead, and I say, I did the shechita, I am neman because what? It's biyadi, biyadi what? Biyadi what? It means it was biyadi. It means there was a point in time where I could have done the shechita, so I'm neman to affirm that a shechita was done. That type of nemanos does not work when it comes to dinim amanos or davar shaverava. That's not true. There's no nemanos of biyada lemafreya when it comes to davar shaverava. A woman is becheskas eishes ish, and she's an eishes ishes insa. And Bez now is being done whether she's cheves misa. All of a sudden the Baal comes forward and says that, you know what, girashtias ishi lifte chodesh, lifte shana. The guy comes forward and says, I divorced my wife last year. You know, he's not neman, but he's neman that she was divorced a year ago. But biyado, yeah. There's nemanos of biyado bahashta. Yeah, that's not enough here. Right? We're talking about whether she's an eshes ishes insa. What was her status a week ago, a month ago, a year ago? The Baal is not neman to say geirashti asishti lifnei shana, lifnei chodesh. But isn't that exactly true when it comes to Yisurim? That I am neman to say that the shechita occurred last year. Not just simply that, projecting forward. That Pashup Shat is Rashi's Chiddush. The fact that there's nemanos of biyado when it comes to Isurim, biyado lemafreya, biyado lemafreya, that is an indicator of Eirach Adam and Bisur. So when I go to someone's house, that Rashi says, right, and they tell me everything is kosher, I can eat. That indicates that Eirach Adam and Bisur. Two different types of biyado. That's the chiddush that the Beis Eli writes according to Rashi Shita. And what about according to Tosus? Tosus writes that no, that biyado is in a completely independent form of nemanos. So how do I know that eid echad neman bisurim? So Tosus writes there must be a separate makar, and that is the pasuk, right? The sugyan ksuvas dechayin beis, the safrala. The suffer a lot. She is nemenes to say that she is anida, she is not anida, she is a zava, she is not a zava. The suffer a lot. What does la mean? La means la atzma. You don't require edus to confirm that she is tahora. The suffer a lot. That's the source, according to Tosfos, of Eid Echad Neman Bisurim. Well, I would tell you that that is a Tosfos L'shitase. Because status, yes nida, not nida, what is that called? Tosfos calls that Isurim. As opposed to, you know, maybe I could have argued Nida is Arayos. And maybe this is a Dover Sheva Erva. And, well, of course you need a Pasuk to tell you B'Safra Allah, because this is an incredible exception. Because Nida is considered to be B'Chlal Ha'arayos. And I would have argued that Ein Dover Sheva Pachos Mishnayim. So of course that pasuk of a safra la is critical to tell you that there's a form of arayos where we don't assume ein davar shebarachus mishnayim. The reason I would suggest l'shita say is because you know Tosfos l'shita is that nida is isurin. Nida is not bichlal ha'arayos. Nida is not an iser erva. See, normally when I say arayos, what does that mean? Well, an iser bia, chiv kares, ein tvisas kedushin, the vlad is a mamzer. No, that's what arayos means. Yehareg vayavor, right? To label something as arayos, once you plug it into that category, a lot of details. Bia, kari sermisa, no tvisas kedushin, the vlad is a mamzer, arayos is yehareg vayavor. What about nida? What about nida? Is nida nisr bia? Yes. Is there a chiyuv kares? Yes. Is there tvisas kedushin? Yes. Unusual, yes. Normally, when there's nisr bia with kares, there's no tvisas kedushin. Here, there is tvisas kedushin. Is the vlad a mamzer? No. That's the big machlokas rishonim. Which is the exception? Which is the rule? Nida is written in the parshas arayos, and there is an nisr kares, but it doesn't have the details of arayos. The gemara has the pasuk usehi nida sa'alav. Usini dasa love means something else, Koshem Shem. No? It means if a person is Boel Nida, so I would have said that his status is one who came in contact with Tuma. A Nida is an Avatuma. So maybe Boel Nida is like a Tumas Mag of an Avatuma. No, the Pasuk says, Usihi Nidasa Alav. That the Tumas Nida is on him, meaning that a Boel Nida is an Avatuma. That's a direct tumah, not just simply a secondary tumah through content. So that's a very big chiddush. Usini desalav. The Gemara is Doresh no. Usihi is lashon havaya kedushin. V'holcha v'hoisli shacher. Usini desalav means hakol modim that there's tefisas kedushin when it comes to nida. That's normally not true. When you have isurei bia with kares, there's never tefisas kedushin. So that's the pasuk. Usina is alav, there is tefisas kedushin. You marry Anida, there's tefisas kedushin. You marry your sister, there's no tefisas kedushin. There is surei bia with kares, but a pasuk, there's tefisas kedushin. And that's what the Gemara says in Yevam Mustaf Emhei, that if there's tefisas kedushin, then ein havlad mamzer. Because mamzerus and e tefisas kedushin goes hand in hand. You can't marry an eishes ish, and if a vlad is produced through an eishes ish, the vlad is a mamzer. Here, there is tefisas kedushin when it comes to nida, ain't a vlad mamzer. So that's a pretty important issue. So, is nida arayos or is nida not arayos? So that's a pretty fundamental machlokas rishonim. The Rambam often writes perachav aleph of isurabia, perachav beis of isurabia. The Rambam always writes that nida is an isur erva. The fact that there's tefisas kedushin is an exception. The fact that ein havlad mamzer is an exception. But in principle, nida is an iser erva. And Rabbeinu Tam is the one who assumes that that's not true. If there is tefisas kedushin and the vlad is not a mamzer, all of that indicates that nida is not arayos. Ayer chayev kares. Your chayav karis for eating chaylev also. Your chayav karis for chilas Shabbos also. But that doesn't mean it's an iser erva. Nida is not bichlal ha'arayos. That's the shita of Rabbi Natan. The most explicit presentation of Rabbi Natan is Rabbi Natan himself writes in the Sefer Hayasher. There are two chalakim to the Sefer Hayasher. Chelak Beis is called the Chelak Hatshuvas, Simin Pei. A less clear presentation of Tosus is the Tosus Nivamos Na Beis Amad Aleph. But it's hard to figure out exactly what Tosus means. But you look in Sefer Yashar, Rabbi Natam is explicit. I hold that Nida is not an Isser Erva. And Rabbi Natam says, you know what my proof is? The whole source of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin comes from Nida. Yeah, that's Tosus Gittin Daf Beis. In other words, Nida is treated as Isurim. It's a pretty chamor Isser, but it's an Isser. It's Isurim, Isurebiya. It is not Arayos. And with that, Rabbi Natam answers right? The pretty basic kasha. That's the Tosus in the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Aleph Yevamos. Two brothers married two sisters. There's no Yibum, right? That's the opening Mishnah Maseches Yevamos. Why is that true? Very simply, because Yibum is Doche Shesach, but Yibum is not Doche Achos Isha. So Tosus just raised the following kasha. This is a Gemara, but Tosus raises it. No. Wait, Yibum is Doche Shesach, but it's not Doche Achos Isha. But wait a second. I understand. Eshesach is a permanent Issur. Once Nisr Eshesach, it's never going to be Paka. But that's not true of Achos Isha. Achos Isha is not a permanent Issur. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister as long as your wife is alive. The Pasuk says, Bechayeha, Bechayeha. If a person's wife is no longer alive, he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. Right? In English, sister-in-law is ambiguous, right? Means either Eshesach or Achos Isha, Lahalacha. You can't have the same term there. They're worlds apart. Eshesach is an Issur which is the Olam, and Achos Isha is only Bechayeha. So Tosus raised the following issue. Wait, two brothers married two sisters. Wait, Yibum could be Doche Shesach. Yeah, but there's still an Issur of Achos Isha. You know what? But Achos Isha is only a temporary Issur. So why is there no Yibum? Let's wait. All right, maybe it wouldn't be the most pleasant thing, but let's wait until the Yavam's wife dies, and then he can marry his wife's sister. All right, you don't want to wait? Okay, so do chalitza. But why do you say impossible? What impossible? The permanent Isser Eshesach is paka. The temporary Isser Achos Isha is temporary. So why do you say impossible? There's no possibility of Yibum. There's no possibility of chalitza. Why impossible? So Tosa says, you see from here a pretty important principle, and that is, kol yavama she'eni koraba b'shas nefila yavama yavaleha. You have to be able to do Yibum at the time that the brother dies, not 10 years later. If I cannot do Yibum right now because there's an Isra of Achos Isha, the fact that a year from now it's possible, because in the interim the Yavam's wife died and now there's no longer an Isra of Achos Isha, none of that's irrelevant. Everything is dependent on the Shas Zika, the Shas Zika. That's what Tosa says. That's a pretty important principle, no? So since at the time that the brother died, there was an Isra of Achos Isha, there's no Zika. And therefore, there's no Yibum Chalitza. A day later, the Yavam's wife died, and now there's no longer an Isra of Achos Isha? No. Everything is determined by Shas Nefilah. So Tosa asks a pretty basic question, no? What happens if at the time that the brother died, his wife was a Nida? You can't do Yibum now. So why don't you argue that since B'Shas Zika, Yibum is impossible, finished? Obviously you don't say that. We say, wait, you're good, you can't do Yibum right now, so you'll do Yibum in a week. The Chacham Tzvi writes that there's no Yibum ba'avelus. The woman just lost her husband. She's an avelus. There's an Isra of Tashmi Shamita also. So somehow that doesn't matter. The fact that you can't really do Yibum right now. So when do we say the inability to do Yibum breaks up Zika? When do you say, so no problem, just wait? A pretty basic question. So Rabbeinu Tam says the answer is one word. That word is arayos. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. Arayos. An iser erva breaks up zika. There's no kedushin barayos. There's only suin barayos. There's no zika barayos. What do you mean? I have a partial relationship of ishus to this woman. It's an iser erva. It's the wife's sister. There's no kedushin, there's no nisuin, there's no zika barayos. So maybe the woman will die in a year from now. No, it doesn't matter. There's no zika barayos. And then Rabbeinu Tam writes, is the secret, that nida is not an iser erva. Avelus is not an Isser Erevah. The fact that you can't do Yibam right now, that's not the critical point, whether there's a Heter Bia. The Lumdus is that Arayos uproots Zika. And Nida is not an Isser Erevah. That's a pretty important Chiddush, no? And why exactly is that true? That Rabbeinu Tam, in the Sefer Yashar, 7 Pei, gives the principle. Arayos is an Isser Kurva. Kurva. That means mutter to some, usser to others. Whenever you have a categorical Isser, that is not an Isser Erva. That's also very important, no? Well, you have to follow that Rabbeinu Tam. No, Arayos is an Isser Kurva. An Eishas Ish. She's mutter to her husband, she's usser to others. Achos Isha. The sister-in-law is usser to you, but she's mutter to other people. Your sister, she's usser to you, but she's mutter to others. That's Arayos. Mutter la usser l'achrina. If you have something which is a categorical Isser, that's an indicator that it's not called Arayos. Yeah, in Pashur Pshat, that's exactly why that Eved Va'akum, Hababas Yisrael, the blood is kosher. Let's assume you have a married woman and she's mezana with a guy. Her Jewish child is not a mamzer. In other words, that Akum does not create mamzerus. Why not? There's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. There's never a possibility of Tfisas Kedushin, whether she's single, whether she's married. Yeah, that's exactly the point. That Bias Akum is a categorical issue. It's not mutter la asr l'achrina. It's not mutter to some, asr to others. That's an Isser Olam. That's Rabbeinu Tam, right? A perpetual, permanent, categorical Isser is not Arayos. Arayos is only one who is mutter la asr l'achrina. That's pretty important. And Rabbeinu Tam writes, that's exactly why Erech Adem Bisurim is based on Nida, because Nida is Isurim. Isrebia, it is not called Arayos. Pretty important Chiddush. That's Rabbi Natam Shita. So the source of Eirach Ad Neman B'Yisurin, is V'Safrala. That Tosas in Gittin Daf Beis, that we saw, Daf Beis and Beis. Tosas says, but wait a second, isn't Nida Ischazik Isura? Isn't there a Cheskas Isur? So one should see from there, well, that's true, that Eirach Ad Neman B'Yisurin should be mutter even in cases of Ischazek Yisura? Tosa says, no, it's not really Ischazek Yisura. Because Eina B'Cheska Sheteiroa Kol Shah. Because there's no chazaka that a woman will always see. Will always see. See, normally Cheska Sheser means, this is important for what we'll discuss as well, that you have an Isur that I know will continue. Unless something changes radically, the Isur is going to maintain itself. You have Tevil. Unless there's a Hafrasha, that's going to continue. Can you really say that's true when it comes to Nida? The Cheskas Isur, that the woman is Ro Adam, that's something that is indefinite? No, I know, it's only a matter of days until that's going to stop. Yeah, but when it stops, it doesn't mean she's no longer Nida. That requires Tevila. Ah, that's already Biyada, Tosa says. Biyada Litvo. So that's what the Marsha comments in this Tosus. Nida serves as two models, right? The time that she's shofas, the time that she's seeing dam, that's not biyada. She can't control that. But that's not called ischazik yisur, because I know that's temporary. And the status of Nida, the fact that she's tamei even after she stops seeing dam, that is ischazik yisur in a certain sense. That will continue indefinitely, but that's biyada, because biyada litvo. And that's the Chiddush HaTosos. Both categories can be derived from the case of a Safrala. Right? A case which is Eino Biyada, but Lo Ischazik Yisura, or a case of Ischazik Yisura, which is Biyada. Both are derived from a Safrala. So that's how Tosos writes, that now we know, right, that Eino Chodnemon Bisurin, and therefore a woman certainly has broad Nemonus. That's the Chiddush that Tosus comments. Right? So Tosus, that case, takes care of almost all cases but Bedikas Chametz is an exception. So take a look at this Yerushalmi that Tosos refers you to. That's Yerushalmi here in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. How to learn this Yerushalmi is very unclear. So take a look at Tosos, take a look at the Rashi Narsugya and Simin Gimel. Take a look at the Bir Hagra. The Bir Hagra is found in Yeredeya in Simin Kuf Chav Zayin Sivkat and Chav Ches. That's where the Bir Hagra points out that there's a fundamental machlokas Rishonim, how to read this Yerushalmi. Right, with very different possibilities. Then take a look at the Meiri. We'll see three possibilities, right, in the Rishonim, just how to read this Yerushalmi that Tosos says it is so critical for our Gemara. Right, and then if you can, take a look at the Rishonim, just simply how to resolve this issue. When do you see that a woman is nemenes? When do we assume that the woman is not nemenes? Right, when do you assume that's true? When do you assume that's not the case? Take a look then at the Balamor and the Ravid, right, and our daf as well. Right, all of a sudden the Ravid adds another variable. Is this something that the person is doing themselves? Or is this something that they're reporting someone else did? No? What exactly is the case? I was mafrish, I did the shechita, I did the bedika, or I'm reporting something that someone else did. Right? Is that at all different when it comes to our concept of nemonus in areas of Yisurim? Okay, so we'll pick up here, and then we'll continue with the Tosfos Midrash Bittul Bamisa.